Rep. Councillor Rebecca Moynihan.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. We're now moving into the fourth month of the discussion about one man's candidacy for the presidency. And I think it's a shame that in a time in our history that is so important, we have spent the last 4 months talking about the processes and nominations rather than about the politics and values of the presidency. I think today, Michael D, as probably the candidate who has the most to lose from the entry of David Norris into the race, took a very brave and selfless stand and asked us not to block anybody's nomination. My party emailed me 4 months ago and said that they were happy for the Labour Party to nominate any candidate. I was very happy to nominate David Norris at that stage. David Norris, or nobody on David Norris's campaign team, came to ask the councils, any Labour councillors around the country, for their nomination. If we are in this situation at this late stage tonight, we aren't there because the Labour Party tried to block David Norris. We absolutely didn't. And that's one of the things that I wanted to get across from the emails today. I think we tried, facilitated and stood up for democracy. And I think today Michael D took a brave stand for democracy, and I think he should be applauded for that. There are no gatekeepers to democracy in this country. The council shouldn't be the gatekeepers and the TD shouldn't be the gatekeepers to it. I have very big questions over the controversy that took place in the summer. But unlike Councillor O'Farrell and unlike Councillor Tormley, I don't think it's up for me or for a small number of people to make those decisions. I think it's up for the people of Ireland to make that decision. And I'd just like to call on all the candidates. I'd like to call on all the candidates to conduct a clean campaign, but a campaign that gets everything in the open and allows people to make a fair and balanced decision on the candidates that are put forward to them for this presidential election.